KSIV now presents Encounter, a public service program of Bot Radio Network, dedicated to keeping you informed about the issues that affect your life. Now, here's today's Encounter broadcast.
What would it be like to have an RV ministry? Over the road, traveling, being able to share the gospel with people all over the nation? Let's ask my guest, Tim and Gail Jones, because that's exactly what they do in Go to the Truth Ministries. I'm Judy Redlich. This is Encounter. Thanks for joining us today. Tim and Gail, welcome.
Thank you.
When they came in, they handed me a little doll and a little bear, and you're going to hear more about that because they are a part of that ministry. So first of all, tell us a little bit about Go to the Truth Ministries and how you got started.
Sure. I was a pastor. I've been a pastor for quite a long time, about 15, 16 years now. I've been a bivocational pastor for most of that. And we were stationed, if you will, by God in Detroit. And so we just started having a hunger for our family because our family is spread out throughout the United States, but also because my wife has narcolepsy. So she has a sleeping disorder. And so the darkness really affects her. So we began to pray about how can we still be effective in ministry while seeing our family, but also taking care of my wife, basically following the sun is really what we're called to do. And how can we be effective by spreading the gospel? So Go to the Truth Ministries is all about sharing the gospel, maturing disciples, and cultivating leaders and helping churches. And so that's where we started out at, and we purchased an RV. And so we kind of, once we purchased the RV, we began packing. We had to get rid of all of our belongings.
Wow.
And sell everything. And when we did that, it was in the middle of the pandemic.
Yes.
So we were in Africa at the time, and Uganda, and the word came out from the president that everybody had to come home. So in that time, we just prayed to God, and he led us to full-time mission work to people who live full-time in their RVs.
So those four areas that you talked about, how do you implement those as you're on the road and always meeting new people?
Wow, that's a big question. The first thing we want to do is spread the gospel. And we have many ways to do that, really just by being ourselves. Of course, you've gotten to meet some of our bears and our dolls. Those are especially fun because we can use those as we speak with families that we come up to meet either in RV parks or wherever we are.
And I'm holding a doll and a bear right now.
Yes.
And each of these, you told me, are handmade and they're embroidered. One of them has beads on it, mm-hmm. little skirt. So cute.
Yes. The ladies that do these put so much heart into them because they don't want them to be just a little rag doll that a child sees and then discards. They actually put so much love and so much prayer in them. And those beads you were talking about actually are the color beads that most of your listeners would know about, those salvation beads that are black, red, white, blue, green, and yellow. Attached to that is a little booklet that actually explains the significance of each bead as well as a scripture reference that will then present the gospel. So with those, it's just such a fun and simple way to share because we read it to the parent first, and then we encourage the parent to then share that book with their child. And we've had so much fun watching children do that. And this is something that generally we give out one to a family. Mm-hmm. And so, of course, everyone wants to interact with that bear, with that doll. And people have come to know the Lord from something that, you know, seems to be so simple. We also have a time of praise on the porch, we call it. No matter where we are, we'll have a time where I sing some songs and then my husband does a devotion time. And that's every evening. So
wherever you are.
Yeah, we haven't done it since we've gotten to the church where we are, you know, for winter time. But when we're back out again, yes, we have just a mini worship and devotion time each night. It's really fun because at first you only get to minister to our friends online and then our just our neighbors. But by the end of our stay, we'll frequently have many, many people pull up with their golf carts or walk by and stay and spend time with us, singing the songs and then listening to the Word of God. And a lot of it is just being there. There's so many people hurting, and I know that's not a surprise. Are the people we see are going through all sorts of issues. Even if it seems like they're out there just having a good time, they brought all of their issues along with them. And so we end up just being this, the Holy Spirit just makes us this magnet that pulls people to us, and they just start pouring out their lives and telling us their struggles.
A lot of people take trips in their RV to alleviate and get a reprieve from those issues, don't they?
Yes, and especially this year. And so, yeah, we've been able to do that. Meanwhile, my husband, because of just the nature of Go to the Truth Ministries, is able then to encourage and equip lay people and pastors. I would kind of say an emphasis on pastors. That's always been his heart. So he's able to do that by counseling online or over the phone. And then on our website, he has a section called the Pastor's Backpack, which, I mean, and these are all free resources. This is one of the things I love. All of those things that a pastor needs but can't find, he's got them all right there.
A pastor's backpack.
Backpack,
Pastor,
yes.
Tim, what are some of those resources?
Certificates. Mm-hmm. Connection cards, all the basic administrative things that I had to actually build in order to do it. We were always in a small church, so money was always a problem. And so instead of trying to buy resources, I would create them. Mm-hmm. And so I put them in a Word format or an Excel format. There's things like a preaching calendar on there and different things like that that help a pastor in his administrative duties. And then we also have a page where we have sermons there. And some of those sermons come with PowerPoint, sermon JPEG for the bulletin, uh-huh. and also sermon notes, but it also comes with a transcript of the sermon. And I give this free because I know that it's most churches are small, not big. They don't have a large budget to be able to help out a pastor. So I give these things for free so that they're able to use the time wisely for them to be able to spread the gospel, not only in their church, but also in their communities.
And they don't have to recreate something that's already out there.
Right.
What
absolutely.
A great idea. Mm-hmm. Now, tell me about some of the follow-up that you do on the road with the people in their RVs. Like if you share with them, how do you keep in touch with them, or do you keep in touch with them?
Yes, we do. We actually have a prayer team, and on Facebook, it's called Chasing the Joneses.
Chasing the Joneses. Love
yes.
it.
Yes. And I remember this time last year when we were heading to Uganda, we were hoping for 100 people before we left, 100 chasers. And we have well over 600 today. But as we meet people, we tell them briefly our story. We tell them they can follow us and pray with us on Chasing the Joneses. And so we would invite your listeners to do the same. And that's how we keep up. This is such a great electronic age, even before the virus forced all of us to rely on that. But we're able to do Bible study. And we also have a morning talk show Tuesdays at 10:02 on Facebook Live. Bible study on Thursday evenings at 6:30, the praise on the porch. And then we do a lot of communication via email and text. We do a lot of counseling. The two of us do it, you know, individually with people. But as a whole, that Chasing the Joneses is that main hub where all of us get together.
Chasing the Joneses is your
yes.
Facebook handle.
And that's where we're able to share the good news with people mm-hmm. and to, you know, help build. And part of our mission is to mature disciples.
Yes. And right now you are stationed temporarily at Cross Keys Baptist Church in Florissant.
Yes, I am a transitional pastor for them at this time. And that's part of our ministry is to help churches and grow their leadership. And so at this particular point, they were without a pastor. So I'm helping them in their transition. I've done that several times throughout my career as a pastor to help other churches in transition to be able to get to where they need to be able to hire a pastor.
What would you say to a local pastor who's kind of struggling and thinks, how are we going to get out of COVID and with the whole political seed now? How can the gospel remain relevant and how can I share it with others freely?
Yeah, that's a good question because I've seen throughout the United States during COVID that many, many churches have closed their doors. They've strictly went online. But I want to encourage pastors to open up your doors. People want to come back together in the churches. They want to be part of the believers, the church itself. And I would encourage pastors in this one way, stay focused on God. If you stay focused on God, He will help you get through the hard times. And so in the middle of a hurricane, there is a calmness in there, in that very center. And if we stay focused with God, while all the chaos of the virus and everything else, the political scene in our nation, if we stay focused on God, we will end up in the center of that peace, and that is the peace with God.
That is the peace with God, the centerpiece with God. How can people get more involved in your ministries? Go to the Truth Ministries.
They can contact us through our website, gotothetruth.org, or they can contact us on Facebook at Go to the Truth Men and also Chasing the Joneses.
Gail and Timothy Jones have been my guest, and they are temporarily interim pastors at Cross Keys Baptist Church in North County in the greater St. Louis area. Gail, can you share a little story about a family or someone whose life was changed because of your ministry at Go to the Truth Ministries?
Yes, actually, a great one. I was just leaving a campground and I stopped and gave a doll to a lady for her daughter. And it turned out it was her granddaughter. When I gave her the doll, she just fell into my arms in tears, shared her whole story with me. And I was able to just quickly read through those cards. And she said, I need this in my life right now. And in less than 5 minutes, I was able to help lead somebody to Christ just like that through these dolls.
Go to the Truth Ministries. God can use you just like He is using this ministry. You can reach out and ask Him to show you how you can use your unique gifts with others. I'm Judy Redlich. This is Encounter. You can email me at jredlichspeaks@gmail.com. That's jredlichspeaks@gmail.com. I'd love to hear from you.